Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Buffalo Niagara Honor Flight is an all-volunteer organization that's been taking veterans on all-expense-paid trips to Washington, D.C. to view monuments erected in their honor, and this weekend will mark the first all-female honor flight from Western New York to Washington, D.C. On the WBEN Live Line is Kathy Brown, one of the organizers of this historic flight. Kathy, good morning. How did this all-female flight come to be?
Well, we were inspired by the best-selling book called The Women by Kristen Hanna. It's about the military nurses in the Vietnam War. And our board decided it was time to specially honor all our local female veterans with a flight dedicated just to them.
I mean, that's a pretty cool idea. Where do generally these ideas, you mentioned this was inspired by a book. Is that just one of the ways that you kind of come up with how you're going to do these honor flights? What are some of the different ways these ideas come about?
Well, generally, we just follow the mandates of our organization, which is to honor all veterans from the World War II, Korean, and Vietnam eras. And typically, the veterans sign up, and we just find little special things that we can do for them. Each trip is very unique in what stops we'll make. So this one is very special because we're going to make sure that we stop at the Military Women's Memorial. All of the women have registered their names and given their her story to this memorial. So they will be recognized especially there.
Well, how many are going? And how long have you been planning this trip?
So we, as a board, dedicated this trip a year ago. So it's been a year in the making, and we have 35 women veterans. They are from the Korean, Cold War, and Vietnam eras, and they're going to travel to see all their monuments and memorials built in their honor. We represent most all of the branches of the military with this trip as well. Some of these women were really quite amazing, too, in what they did. They range from surgical nurses to a meteorologist. We have an aircraft maintenance person and early computer work.
Oh, and you get to go overnight and see some of these amazing monuments all throughout the nation's capital. I'm wondering if there was any concern and if the government shutdown had any, maybe threw a wrinkle in the plan at all, because I know that in the past, some of these monuments have been inaccessible.
Well, currently, we are getting information much on time from our Honor Flight Network. It's a national organization, and we are just one hub of that. They're all across the United States. So they are amazing people, and they have contacts throughout Washington, D.C., and they are making sure that we don't have any hiccups with our monument visits. In fact, they're mostly all open-air monuments anyway, so they know through our portal when we schedule to arrive at these different monuments, and they will be ready for us. And in fact, we're going to be welcomed by the two founders of the Honor Flight Network, Earl Morse and Jeff Miller. This Saturday is considered a Super Saturday. There's going to be 11 different Honor Flight hubs arriving in Washington, D.C. this weekend. So it's going to be really exciting for our veterans.
Yeah, it really sounds like it. You were saying, too, that a lot of these trips, or each of these trips, are unique. What makes this one unique, aside from the fact that it's all women veterans that you're taking?
Well, I think what makes this very unique is actually going to that Women's Military Memorial, because the whole group is being honored. Typically on a flight, we'll maybe have one or two women. And so we don't actually go into the memorial and stop and see all the things that are dedicated to the women veterans. This is all about the ladies, and it's going to be centered around making sure that they understand that this community has really gotten behind this trip. And we actually surpassed our funding goal because our sponsors in this local area, corporations, individuals, have stepped up and really shown how much they appreciate the military women.
And there's still time for people to get involved. You're doing a welcome home celebration. What can you tell us about that?
So we have our flight scheduled for Sunday night, coming in at 8:30 p.m. So the thing that many of these veterans, all of them, in fact, they never got the welcome home they should have. And we're hoping that we'll have a big crowd at the airport welcoming these women back. Many of them hid their service from friends and family because they were not viewed as being heroes. And we really, really want these women to understand that this community believes they are heroes, and we want to give them a hero's welcome.
Wow. So about 8:30 on Sunday night at the airport. These are often, I think all of them, are very emotional experiences for the veterans, aren't they?
They really are. So we get surveys back from our veterans after they've been on the trip, and so many of them said they just couldn't believe that welcome home. It brought them to tears because it redid the narrative that they had in their head about how America felt about their service. So we really want to make sure that that resonates with all of these women when they come back, too, is that they are welcomed back home the way they should have and the way they deserve.
Well, that's a great way for people to get involved. If you're hearing this for the first time, maybe you didn't know about the honor flights, how can you apply for a future flight or anything like that and get in contact if you want to take part?
So we have a website, and it's all one word, BuffaloNiagaraHonorFlight.org. And they can go online, and there is a section there for apply to fly, and they can either apply online or they can download the application and fill it out. And if I could just put a word out there to all the family and friends of veterans, sometimes they just need a gentle nudge to get that application filled out. So if you think of it, just download it yourself and sit down next to them and say, we're going to do this. We're going to get you on an honor flight.
Are you going this weekend, Kathy?
I am, Susan, and I'm so excited. We have lots of little surprises planned for our ladies, and I just love seeing the joy in their faces, because it needs to be something that they can remember forever, this trip of a lifetime.
Well, hey, really great stuff. Kathy, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Kathy Brown with the Buffalo Honor Flight, and they're doing that all-female flight. And again, they're hoping that people can get involved Sunday night to bring that big welcome home that they deserve.
It's such a great idea, and I'm sure this may be the first of many of these female honor flights.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.